Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Good day up and down the Kuskokwim Delta. This is Grady Deaton. I'm here at Coffee at KYUK. The show is put together by Petra Harpik, and we have a great show for you today. I'm going to talk a little bit with a gentleman from out of town. Vince Leah is going to be my call-in guest. We're going to talk about glyphosate and how that impacts our purchase decisions at the grocery store. And then a little bit later, Jim Simon from Fairbanks is in town. He's here with the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association, and he's announcing an upcoming meeting and a chance for everyone to get engaged with them about the fish regulations. We'll talk more about that in a few. But first, let me introduce my first guest on the line with me from L.A., I have Vince Leah. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Grady. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm juggling a little bit here in the studio, a little bit more than I'm fully acclimated to. My partner in crime is otherwise engaged, so I'm man in the board and man in the show at the same time, so that's my story. Vince, I was really excited to meet you. I'm glad we had a chance to talk on the phone a couple times. When Petra, my producer, and I were trying to talk about how we could have a little bit of a conversation around the recent findings relative to the parts per million of glyphosate in some over-the-counter foods, regular foods that we buy, we wanted to talk to someone who could kind of steer us and explain to us what we were reading. So why don't you tell us a little bit for background about who you are so that my listeners know why we wanted to have you come in, what got you into to commenting on food in general and what you do in that regard now.
No problem. Thanks, Grady. Like you mentioned, my name is Vince Leah, and I'm a YouTuber, speaker, and health coach. And what got me involved with food is after being diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, just understanding the role that food plays in our overall health and the decisions we make, and how we can look to find healthier sources of food products that actually taste good. So you can actually make healthy food taste good and it's good for you. Since a lot of people are deficient in fruits and vegetables and other plant-based foods that they may not realize they may be lacking in.
All right, thanks. And tell me now about the news article that I'm referring to. Recent news indicates that an independent study has found a great deal of parts per million of glyphosate in our foods. Tell me what I'm referring to.
Yeah, there was a report that came out by the EWG, the Environmental Working Group, and they found that there's a chemical called glyphosate, and it's the same chemical that's found in the weed killer Roundup. And it's actually being used to spray on crops. And particularly oat crops is the one that this report focused on. And so what it does is they spray this on crops, so in essence, it basically kills the crops earlier so they can harvest them faster and in turn produce more and more product. Well, the problem is there's a certain amount. Now, the EWG found that a level of 160 parts per billion was anything under that would be relatively safe. And anything over, they felt, had issues and it could be harmful. Now, the state of California, as well as the World Health Organization, also have determined that glyphosate can cause cancer. So it's definitely something that people want to be aware of when they're making decisions of oat products. And they tested a variety of different oat products to find out which ones have high levels of glyphosate when tested.
Now, if I'm a listener and this is news to me, where can I find the published study information and get those numbers? And then tell me end of your YouTube video relative to this subject had a good comment on how that might influence my purchase decisions directly. So tell me first how I'd find that information, and then secondly, what I'd do with it.
Yeah, you can find that information on the EWG's website. You just go to EWG.org. And if you need to look it up, you just type in, or you can even Google EWG glyphosate or oats and cereals, and it should be able to pull up that information. And basically what I recommend is, some people say, I want to stop eating it all together. But I think once you look at the study, you'll see that certain products, for instance, Cheerios and Quaker oats, tested one of the highest levels of glyphosate. having over 1,000 parts per billion when they recommended no more than 160. So what I do is, you know, if that's something that you are concerned about, is look at the results and see where the numbers are and maybe focus on, if you want to have those oak products, there are some that tested with zero or tested very low for the chemical being found in their products. And then also seeing how many oats you're eating over the course of a day or a few days, and just kind of monitor your intake and see if there's some other grains that you could substitute in as well.
And if people want to catch your YouTube channel or indeed your website, that's Vince Lea, VinceLea.com, right?
Correct, yeah. VinceLea.com is a website, and all my information on YouTube is just under Vince Lea.
Now, Vince, just for another real quick information, I'm curious, how long have you been doing the YouTube channel?
I've been doing the YouTube channel consistently for a couple years now.
And is that a side hustle or a main deal?
Just a side hustle for now. It's just being able to share the information with people and just making people more aware of what's out there and how to make better decisions about their food choices.
Yeah, I think it's inspiring whenever I see people who create original content and put together content online and package it, because I know that some of my listeners here in the Delta who are remote and live in rural areas have plenty of information to share, and perhaps their own YouTube channel might be something that here in Utah today might influence them. That's just what I was thinking when I was talking to you on the phone yesterday. I want to thank you, Vince, for agreeing to be with us today and being patient while you listen to wait to be on the air with us.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate you having me, Grady. And anybody can do it. Just pick up a phone, you know, pick up whatever they record a video on and upload it to YouTube. It's really simple.
Very cool. And any last words relative to glyphosate?
No, I mean, just check out the article. And if anybody has any questions, they can feel free to reach out or comment on the video or send me an email. Everything's on the website. And if anybody has any more questions, don't hesitate to reach out.
All right. Thank you again, Vince, for joining us. And thank you for the work you're doing relative to health and Godspeed. Have a nice day.
Enjoy your... Thank you. You too.
So sitting with me in the studio and being patient as well has been Jim Simon. Jim, local to Fairbanks, but he's been in Alaska for some time. He'll tell us a little bit about that. He's here with the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association to announce a meeting coming soon. So, Jim, good morning, and thank you for being patient.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Jim, where do you hail from, and who are you sitting in front of me?
I've been in the Fairbanks area for the past 30 years, but prior to that, I grew up in the Copper Valley in the Otna region in a little place called Nelchina. And it's always great to have local radio around. There was one radio station that I could listen to as a kid out of Glen Allen. And I even now with the fancy new technologies, I even listen to KYUK in Fairbanks.
Oh, I'm glad you do. I have friends, far-flung friends, who occasionally tune in as well on the stream. Well, what brings you here today, Jim? You have a meeting you're announcing, yeah?
Yes, I wanted to let people know about another meeting of the Kuskokwim Area Regional Planning Team that will be at the Cultural Center here in Bethel on September 25th and 26th. We will have a teleconference number for people all over the region to dial in and listen, as well as to give their input. That number is 1-800-832-0736, and then you enter the code room number 695-0062.
It brings up an interesting question in my head. What's the capacity for that teleconference? How many callers can you have on that line?
I don't know that we have previously reached the limit.
All right. So as many as you've been able to get anyway. That's interesting. I'm real interested in the remote attendance of all these weekly and regular meetings. You know, the Kuskokwim Intertribal Fish Commission does those weekly meetings on Tuesdays. Is that right?
That's correct.
And is that the last one that's coming up tomorrow?
The Intertribal Fish Commission's meetings have been concluded for this summer, and we did have Monday telecalls for people up and down the river, and then Intertribal Fish Commissioners had a call on Fridays through the king salmon season.
Okay.
Most of the Intertribal Fish Commission's activities are focused on the king salmon portion of the run. The organization is new and really having to focus its efforts on trying to rebuild the king salmon runs. But This is actually a project with the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association. I actually work for the Kuskokwim River and Intertribal Fish Commission, as well as Bering Sea Fishermen's Association. And this is a planning process where the Department of Fish and Game is charged by the legislature to develop these comprehensive salmon plans. And it's really challenging to try to explain it because it's quite complicated. It's not actually very comprehensive at all. It does not deal with salmon management. It's really coming up with a plan that stakeholders identify how many salmon they want to be able to harvest, and then evaluate opportunities to increase salmon production. So what most people think of when they think of these plans and these processes are fisheries enhancement, so the hatcheries that we hear about in Prince William Sound, in Southeast Alaska, and elsewhere. In the 1970s, when fisheries were quite depressed, the legislature came up with these statutes to establish nonprofit private hatcheries, as well as fisheries enhancement programs in order to create more fish to be sold by commercial fishermen. It's about 40 years ago, the Department of Fish and Game had a whole program designed to go throughout the regions of Alaska to identify potential for enhancing salmon fisheries. So in other words, to produce more fish for people to harvest. And unfortunately, the Kuskokwim just sort of got overlooked during that process. So now we're playing catch-up, basically, of 40 years to try to develop a comprehensive salmon plan pertaining to fisheries enhancement, habitat rehabilitation, restoration, and other aspects like that for the Kuskokwim region. And the whole project got started because the Organized Village of Kwikluk had actually requested funding to build a hatchery here in the Kuskokwim region. And with the absence of this plan and this stakeholder-driven process to determine what the local people are willing to accept, how many salmon they want to see in the rivers, how many salmon they want to see be sold in commercial fisheries, et cetera. That effort by Organized Village of Kwikluk, you know, couldn't go any further because all this plan is not in place, et cetera. It's very complicated to even discuss the possibilities of building a hatchery. The other aspects of habitat restoration, like perhaps, you know, some of the old mining areas on the Tuluksac River, you know, we don't know really what the impact of that mining activity on the spawning beds there for salmon. But in other parts of the state, you know, they can use technology to blow some of the silt in order to clean the gravels so that then the salmon can start using them again to lay their eggs. But hatcheries are very complicated, very costly to build, very complicated to actually be legal in Alaska because of the protections that are in place to protect wild salmon from hatchery fish. So it's a very complicated discussion and planning process, and that's why we want to broadcast this upcoming meeting on the 25th and 26th of September at the Cultural Center here in Bethel in order to get the public to listen in, to educate themselves about what this process is and also what this process is not about. It doesn't actually deal with managing salmon at all.
All right. So I think that the takeaway that I'm hearing from you is it is complicated, but that shouldn't be a hindrance or a barrier for engagement, because I'm also hearing from you loud and clear, actually, that you need the input of the community. It's kind of it's a complicated matter. Needs many ears and many minds so that the right amount of community engagement can be coalesced to make proper arrangements for everybody. That's really the deal. And I'm also hearing that what it is and what it isn't. It is about hatcheries. It is about defining some of even subsistence users, but also the commercial fishermen want to see out of the production of the river. What it is not the regulations regarding openers and closers and that kind of thing.
That's correct.
All All right. So I did get it. I've just said that, but you know, my mind sometimes has a few moments to catch up with my brain. So clearly, I do understand it. All of the fishery management and the management issues relative to subsistence activities are really hard for me to really grasp, because I don't even have a real interest in fishing. Subsistence or otherwise, so it's foreign to me anyway. But then it's quite complicated. It really is, and there's lots of chances for miscommunication, and that's why opportunities like the one that you're promoting right now are so important for people to get out or to call in and be engaged in. Because it doesn't stink when you hear people complain later who didn't get engaged in the process in the beginning.
That's absolutely the case, and in this case, it is to be driven by the public. There's a lot of rules and policies that the Department of Fish and Game has to put into these plans also, but actually what the people want is really what's critical at this point.
So key takeaways also, get engaged. Get engaged by coming out and being involved in the proceedings that are going to take place on
September 25th and September 26th at the Cultural Center in Bethel. We will be holding additional meetings throughout the winter in other parts of the watershed.
Okay, and then if they can't get out to Bethel for those dates, they can be engaged during those calls by calling the number
1-800-832-0736 and then enter the code 695-0062.
And we'll make sure and get that into our Tundra Drums by emailing us. We'll get that stuff on the Tundra Drums, so it'll be announced the continuing days. I'm sorry, what was the dates again?
It is September 25th and September 26th.
So that's about a month away.
That's
so
correct.
So we'll be announcing that throughout the next 4 weeks. And that's that story. You've been listening to Coffee at KYUK. You can always send us in information or pictures or anything relative to your subsistence activities or health concerns or anything to coffee@kyuk.org. I'm really excited to be here and glad to be a part of it. I hope you guys will be a part of it too. I really like getting engaged with people. Thanks again to Vince Leah for joining us on the phone. Thank you, Jim, for joining us here. Jim Simon from the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association. Thank you, Jim. Real pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Thank you so much. Likewise.
And thank you, Petra Harpik, for putting the show together. And I'll thank myself for being awesome. And I don't forget to be awesome to you guys, so you guys don't forget to be awesome to each other. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.